It is a beautiful Saturday morning, Cinco de Mayo. Thank you so much for listening. It's been actually a pretty special week for me and the stream lately. The streams have just been amazing and just super encouraging, seeing the growth that I'm having on this new platform. If you don't know, recently I switched over to Mixer, coming from the Twitch platform. But this year I switched over to Mixer because I took the advice of some top level streamers and I wanted to see more growth, because on Twitch I don't feel like I was getting that. I didn't believe the platform was really, you know, helping small or up and coming people at the time, and some larger players in the space were also seeing that and encouraged a lot of new people to switch to Mixer. So this week alone I got 28 new followers, actually almost 30 by the end of the week here. On Monday I had my regular day off from work and I was able to stream throughout the day, and I got like 10 that day. And then the next day, Tuesday, I was not feeling too well, so I took the day off from work. I was kind of sick, but I still wanted to stream, and I got 18. So in 2 days, I had 28 followers. Normally, I'll average about one, maybe two a week, and I got I was able to meet 28 new people and chat with each and every one of them, get to know them a little bit, and I actually got to play with a couple of them as well, which is super encouraging for me. That's exactly why I want to stream, to meet new people, have great conversations, hopefully, you know, bring a high energy, positive energy, and be able to just connect, you know, through this thing, through this platform, Mixer, and through video games. It was just so much fun being able to just meet, like I said, so many people, get to know about their lives, just ask them questions. They got to know a little bit more about me. So I'm really excited for the future and what Mixer has to hold. Something I did notice, though, with the Mixer platform, and I only see these kind of numbers when I stream in the middle of the day. And if you're an up-and-coming streamer or you any kind of content creator, you got to realize that if your market is mostly in the United States, 80% of the population in the United States lives on the East Coast, or like the eastern half of the United States. 80%, 80. That's a lot of people. So if you start, I mean, there is a legitimate strategy and legitimate, reasoning for streaming late at night if you're on the West Coast. But I noticed that my numbers just do so much better when I stream earlier in the day and for longer periods of time, which makes sense. If you stream for longer periods of time, you're getting exposed to more and more people, because you're just there. You know what I'm saying? You're there. People can come find you. And what's also nice is I've been playing a game that's, you know, relatively still new, but at the same, Sea of Thieves. I'm kind of addicted to that game right now. It's a lot of fun. It's still relatively new. It's coming out with a new May update, which I'm super stoked about. I talked about that earlier in a different podcast. Oh my gosh, what was I talking about? I'm blanking. Oh yeah, the April update's coming. It's relatively new, and it's just a couple of not too big streamers playing. So all I have to do is get maybe like 3 to 4 people to watch me. And at that point, I'm so high up the directory that people only have to do like a scroll or two, and then boom, you see me. I'm like right there. I'm like I'm like in the top 10 of people playing that game. And that's what you want as a young streamer, young streaming career. You want to find those games where you can be in like the top 5, top 10 of a specific directory, because people are always going to be looking for games. And if there's no one streaming a game at the game that you want to play, that is a huge, huge opportunity. It's a huge white space. That means it's open for you to take over and conquer. And you can become that streamer. Like if you're into sports games, and on Mixer, there's not a lot of people playing sports games, you should probably be playing the heck out of sports games, because this platform is only going to keep growing. it's only going to bring in more and more users. And eventually some of those users are probably going to be like, hey, you know what? I love Madden 2018. Let me go find people who play that. Or let me go watch people who play FIFA 19, whenever that comes out. You know what I'm saying? So the bigger this platform gets, the more people are going to be coming in. And that just means more and more opportunities for more attention and more eyes to come on my stream, which is very encouraging. And it's very, it's just uplifting, because you grind for so long on Twitch sometimes and just nothing happens. You would go months without a follower because you just get buried in the directory. I mean, the last time I checked, there's over 2 million people streaming actively on Twitch. Like 2 million streams. And of course, they're not all streaming at the same time, but I can guarantee you there's a couple hundred thousand people probably streaming at any given moment on average on Twitch, which is an astounding number and a huge success for Twitch and, you know, really getting people more exposed and aware of video game live streaming. But now, you know, there's competition in this space. I was actually invited, I got approval for the Facebook gaming program where I can now stream at, you know, unlimited bitrate and 1080p 60 FPS, which I can do now on Mixer. But I want to stay on Mixer because it has the faster than light protocol. I literally have a less than 1 second delay between what I'm saying and what the viewer sees. So I can almost have a face-to-face type of conversation with a viewer because the delay is so short and so small. So that's kind of just a quick overview of like the streams for the week, man. It's just been off the chain. I don't know why I just said that. I never say that. That was very weird. I love it though. I love it. For the next month here, it's really exciting video game wise. Sea of Thieves has been really good about, you know, making those small changes like they promised. Every single week, there's like a new patch and a new update, or every other week. We have another patch coming next Tuesday on the game, but I'm really excited for May because they're dropping their new DLC. And in this DLC, there's going to, supposedly, people are talking about a huge like killer whale type sea monster that's going to be roaming the sea. We might get a new heart, like a harpoon gun, or, you know, some sort of way to damage the sea monster, which could maybe help with the Kraken as well, which does need a little bit of more work. I talked about that in my Sea of Thieves review. We're also getting some more cosmetics, some new ways of apparently playing the game, or just, you know, like changing up gameplay a little bit. I hope they add a boarding axe. So if I were to board someone's boat, and they already have holes in the boat, and they, you know, you can patch the boat with a board, I wish I could pull out my boarding axe, start chopping at their wood to start creating holes in their boat. That would be awesome. That's my take on that, man. That would be such a cool way of, you know, just mixing up the gameplay. Because currently the only way to sink a ship is to blow holes in it. And the only way to do that is with a gunpowder barrel or sitting on your ship and shooting the heck out of their ship. But right now, the meta base seems to be with sloops, the two-man boats at least, is one person's on the boat and you shoot yourself over to the other boat and physically get on their boat and try to kill them and then start blowing holes in them. At the moment, if I were to like just keep circling a boat and hit every shot below their hull and created a hole where water starts coming in, a person dedicated to just patching their boat could theoretically just never sink and not take a lot of water because of how fast you can repair the boat before me being able to put in more holes into it. By the time I'm hitting my second shot into the hole, they already fixed the first hole. So they could just keep perpetually doing that and you'll never sink them. The only way to seem to sink them right now is to put too many holes in the boat where they can't catch up or go on their ship, kill them, and then put holes in them. So if they had a boarding axe, if I kill their whole crew and I start chopping at holes in their boat, that'd be amazing. And it would just add a different dynamic to the game. And something I'm really looking forward to, as well as hopefully adding different ways to board boats other than shooting yourself onto the boat or, you know, going up the ladder. Because right now, the second you grab the ladder, you make an audible sound, like a different sound that's created. And then the enemy just literally sits at the top of the boat with both of their shotguns drawn or swords. That literally happened to me the other day, and I just said literally three times now. But they would just sit there and blast you in the face, right, the second you get up, and you have no chance. So the only other way to avoid that is jumping on the shooting yourself in the cannon onto their boat. But even that is super risky at certain distances, you know what I'm saying? But this is really exciting because, you know, it's free content. It's a free update. We're not paying anything extra for it. And everyone who was complaining at the very beginning of the game's release, oh, this is not a $60 game. This is $60. There's no content. You're about to get free content. You're about to get free content again twice in the summer. And you're going to get more free content in the fall. So shut your mouth. Get yourself together. And if you have fun playing the game, just play the game. Because you're going to get free stuff at the end. And what's cool about this game is there's a grind, man. Trying to get to Pirate Legend is a grind, dude. It's insane. So I'm just having a lot of fun with Sea of Thieves. Which leads me into my next game I think I might start playing again. And that's a game that I love tremendously. I love the series. I love the magic, the space magic. And that is Destiny 2. And what's encouraging about Bungie right now is they're making a lot of changes based on the response of the community. And what I mean by that is they're literally making content based on the feedback they're getting from the Reddit pages, their forum, and from the Destiny Community Summit. In this next update, they're going to have this Horde mode-esque type activity that actually looks extremely challenging and fun. It just looks absolutely fun. And it's going to be challenging because it's at a high light level. So it's end game content. It can require up to 9 players if you're not max light. So and it's doable apparently with a really skilled 3 people, but you have to be a certain light level, you know, to really get it down. And it seemed like the last wave at one point was 7 ogres and 1 giant ogre. Like, those things have a ton of health, and they just shoot light beams in your face, or void beams, the whole time. So that's going to be really, really cool to see how that plays out. And they're adding more of a grind, and that's what Destiny 2 is missing. It catered to the casual so much that you could finish making light your character, go through the game, the campaign, and get yourself to max light within like a week or two. Like, that should not be a thing. And one of these key phrases I keep hearing about the game is, you know, Destiny 1 took the casual player and made them a hardcore player. But Destiny 2 made the hardcore player a casual player. And when I say casual and hardcore, that's not talking about skill level. That's talking about the time investment one person could put in. You know, there's plenty of people and plenty of stories out there of, you know, hey, I didn't have a lot of time playing this game. I didn't really know what it was going to be like in Destiny 1, but I fell in love with it. I was playing it every day. I had something to grind for the entire time. And it was just amazing to see that kind of response to Destiny 1. In Destiny 2, they just changed how much it takes or how long it takes to get to max light. And it was just so depressing and so discouraging, you know, going through the game and finally like getting through and seeing everything, how it played out. Because Destiny 2 at first was like, wow, this is a cool game. They changed a lot. We're really excited. And then all of a sudden it was, okay, 2 weeks in, we're almost hitting max light and we're not really doing a lot of end game content at all. So now in this update, what they're saying is, from might level 335 to 370 is going to take the same amount of time to complete from 370 to 380. So the soft cap is, I believe it's 370. That's the soft cap. And that means that you can only do, you have, after 370, you have to do end game content to get to 380. So the soft cap is 370. Once you get to 370, you're going to have to do the raid, you're going to have to do trials, you're going to have to do the escalation protocol, the new horde mode I've been describing. You're going to have to do the nightfalls and the milestones in order to get to 380. And what they said was that last 10 light levels is going to take the same amount of time as those first 30. So they're changing the curve which in which it takes the progression curve to make it more steeper and take a longer time to get to max light, which is something we need. You got to have your players invested in something and know what they're going for and have them, you know, pursue something that actually takes time. And that's okay if people don't do that within the first 2 weeks. It's okay if people don't hit max light until the next update in the fall. Like, that's absolutely okay. But you, what's nice about that strategy is you've kept that player coming back again and again and again to now where they feel like they have to come back. Like, oh man, because they're excited to come back. It's almost they have to because they're so enthusiastic about playing this game and so much wanting to get to the next level. You know what I'm saying? It gives them something to pursue and to go after. And people like seeing their numbers go higher and higher. I'm not so much that player. I want to feel more powerful. I want to feel stronger. And other MMOs that I came from, I knew that once I got X amount of pieces of gear, I got this bonus set, or I got this weapon, I could physically see my damage go higher and higher. I could see it in a damage meter that I had. I could see it in my health and going up, my strength, and I could see it in when I look at my damage meter, I could see my DPS go up. I physically could see that. And what's encouraging about that for me is my performance got better. I could play the game better. But in Destiny 2, we currently don't have that. When I get a new armor set and I get to 380 light, it just basically means I get like more health or like more resilient. Excuse me. But it doesn't necessarily mean I get more stronger in doing damage to other enemies. You know what I'm saying? In the raid, I do in the game, in the like the coding, I do more damage. However, it doesn't feel like I do more damage. You know what I'm saying? I know I do. It doesn't feel that I'm powerful. It doesn't feel that I'm getting stronger. I don't. The only number that I could see that I'm getting stronger is the my light level, which is just one number. You know, in other traditional MMOs, when you get more gear, you get nicer gear, you get more stronger stuff, you see multiple numbers go up. And you actually see your physical performance going up, which is exciting. That's what gets me going. I want to be able to see myself get better at being able to play the game. You know what I'm saying? I want to see myself be able to feel stronger, feel like I'm contributing more to the team, and being able to complete an activity faster and more efficiently because of how much stronger I'm getting. And not everyone's going to be at the strongest level. Not everyone's going to be able to grind for like the highest level of loot in the game. And that's absolutely fine. Because what that does is when you go through the tower and you see a dude decked out in full raid gear with some more raid exclusive weapons, you're like, oh crap, I want that. There are moments in Destiny 1 where I'm like, oh crap, where do you get that? How do I get that? I want to spend time getting that. I want that feeling again. And it seems like with this DLC, the Warmind, coming out on May 8th, so in 3 days, we are going to start, Bungie is starting to get closer and closer to that Destiny 1 type of, not addiction, but like, you know what I'm saying? That want, that desire to play because you feel like you need to grow your character. You need to be able to advance them to the next level. And that's what I want. And I'm excited and I'm a little, to be honest, I'm a little nervous about getting it because Bungie has burned us so much already. What if this is all just hype? What if this is just all, you know, them trying to get us to buy the game again and just believe in what they're saying, which is absolutely what it could be. But after the Destiny 2 community summit that were about 40 to 50 content creators from the Destiny community and non-content creators, by the way, went to Bungie Studios in Seattle, I believe it's Seattle, and told them to their face, this is what you need to improve in the game, this is what you're doing well, and these are some things you're not doing well. Like, they had a 2-day summit where they got to play future content in the fall, which everyone coming back said, it's good, it's going to be great, it's exciting, the fall is going to be a good time where they launch their Comet, or they launch their Taken King comparison type expansion in the fall for the game. They said it's going to be good. It said it's going to be great. They're not too... By the time they got there, it was already too late for them to change the Warmind, this DLC coming out next week. But they're making steps that are, you know, beneficial for the future of the game. And I'm excited about that. I'm a little nervous because I also don't know where to play. My friends that play on Xbox, I love playing on PC because it just looks amazing on PC. It feels so good on PC. But my friends are somewhere else, and I'm something I'm really hoping by the fall or sometime in the future where I don't want to cross play with them. Just let me take my character from my PC and be able to also attach it to my characters on Xbox. That's all I want. I want to be able to play the same characters on Xbox, same characters on PC, but at the expense of, hey, you know what? I can't play with my guys from the PC on Xbox or play with PC and PS4 players. I don't need that. I just want to keep my same characters and switch them between platforms. That's all I want. So Bungie, get working on that. So I'm still up in the air about if I'm going to get it or not. I think it'd be good for my channel at the same time because there's a lot of hype around the game and it's a game that I truly love and it's a game that seems to be improving. So, and I've been inkling more and more towards I want to play. And that's a good thing. Wow, look at the time. I actually need to get going to work now. We have a fun event where some NFL players are going to be coming to our facility, our fitness center, and they're going to be building a football camp. Well, it's not building. It's already made. So they're going to have six different sections with like a quarterback's drills, linebacker, defensive line, offensive line, cornerback, and some other drills. And then they're going to also have NFL cheerleaders doing cheer for the girls at the same time. So it's going to be a lot of fun event. It's going to be a huge, huge event. Like 120 kids so far signed up. And there's going to be 5 players from the Chargers and I believe a couple from the Los Angeles Rams. So it's going to be a great event down in LA where I work. I work at a fitness center. I work in the gym, learning how to run it and eventually get moved to another gym to learn how to run that one at a different facility. But it's exciting, so I got to get going. But like as always, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you, and I'll see you next time. Have a good day.